This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, how many of you guys played ball? Ladies, cheerleaded, soccer, volleyball. How many of you got a concussion? And what did your coach do after you got that concussion? Well, if you were knocked out, you were taken out of the game. But what if you sustained a brain injury? Were you taken out? Nope. They said it wasn't a concussion because you weren't knocked unconscious. Now, I was knocked unconscious. I had a concussion. I was in kindergarten. I was sitting on the railing waiting for my mom. My friend told me to sit on the railing, and my mom told me to never sit on the railing. So I fell, or she pushed me. I forgot what happened. Hit my head. Was knocked unconscious. Remember, woke up in the nurse's office. My mom said she was going to give me the biggest whooping. Later, I think she changed her mind. I always thought she forgot, but I never got that whooping that day. But boy, did she tell me for hours I was going to get a whooping. And she was mad. And concussions are pretty bad. Well, there are new guidelines from the U.S. government. And they are telling us maybe we need to hold off with routine x-rays and blood tests. But we might need CTs. And so the today.com says the guidelines for the U.S. CDC and prevention are the first broad evidence-based recommendations for diagnosing and treating children's concussions. They looked at 25 years of scientific research on managing concussions in children and chose procedures with the strongest evidence of benefit. They say the American Academy of Neurology also has similar based evidence, but strictly for sports concussions in child and adult athletes. The American Academy of Pediatrics also has guidelines. So, the CDC guidelines are for concussions from all causes, including falls, sports, and car accidents. They recommend rest from physical and mental activity, including school and sports immediately after a concussion, gradually resuming normal routines. They say they recommend against routine x-rays and blood tests for diagnosis, and they reassure patients that most kids' symptoms will clear up within 1 to 3 months. Okay, parents, my kid hit their head and had 3 months of symptoms. I don't think I would feel that relieved with the CDC going, oh, they're fine. If I'm at 2.5 months and my kid is still having headaches or dizziness, oh, this kid's seeing a neurologist. They say if there are signs of potentially more serious injuries, they said that may warrant CT imaging scans. Those would include vomiting, unconsciousness, severe worsening headaches. Okay, so why? Well, a big concern we have is a bleed. So if you have a bleed to the brain, one very common side effect is you start throwing up. You know, you wonder why the body does that. You know, one thing is maybe it's a defense mechanism. Your body's trying to relieve extra fluid. There's, you know, brain senses too much fluid and pressure, so your body tries to dehydrate you by vomiting. That could be one reason. But many times, any injury to the brain will reduce in vomiting. If a kid goes unconscious, that's huge. If the headaches worsen, if you have a bleed, then the headache's going to get worse. A headache getting better or staying the same may not be as bad. My only problem is some of these cases where these head traumas go bad. Was it Liam Neeson's wife? I forget. Natasha, I forget the name, but that was the one with the ski accident. She hit her head, And she was like, I'm good. I don't need any medical treatment. And then what ended up happening? She ended up dying later that night. So you really need to watch for worsening headaches. So CDC brain injury specialist Matthew Brighting, the co-author of the guidelines, said parents should tell their children to report any concussion symptoms right away, whether they occur at home or during sports activities. They say some children and teens think concussions aren't serious to worry about, and if they feel if they report it, they're going to lose their position on a team or look weak. Yeah, that was a big thing I noticed when I was working with the JV football team. Nobody wanted to admit it. And you could see they were out of it. You're looking at these little kids, and they were just, yeah, you know, JV high school, but still, they look like little kids to me. And they would lie through their teeth. Now, you think, well, if they lie through their teeth, they got their good mentation. But I'm like, no, you hit your head. You seem out of it. No, you're out. You're out. And they were mad. Ooh, they hated me. But those are the rules. So 1 million U.S. children are getting concussions every year. But we don't really know the true number because nobody says. You don't really have a lot of people admit it. And we don't really have a national effort to track them. So many people go untreated. So, the other thing, too, is mild traumatic brain injury does not always mean you lost consciousness. You don't have to be knocked out. Any impact causes the brain to bounce. The brain can twist a little bit, and you get this coup and counter coup where it hits the side that you got hit, and then the brain bounces off the other side of the skull. So you actually get two parts of the brain that get hit. And then you get an oscillating brain that still goes back and forth with the force. So if you watch on MRI, I don't know if they've done this, but you see the brain waver back and forth, so you can actually get multiple mini hits. Repeated concussions obviously lead to debilitating brain disease. I personally think, and I've said this many times, we need to give oxygen. I think giving oxygen or CPAP, giving oxygen to an injured brain, I think will help prevent CTE. So, no x-rays or CT scans, they say, unless we're worried about bleeding or a fracture. Blood tests not proven to work. Most symptoms clear up within 1 to 3 months. Teens and kids with learning difficulties and those with mental illness usually recover more slowly. Rest is the main treatment, recommended for the first 3 days. Inactivity beyond that may worsen symptoms. So we want you to slowly start to get out there again. Not on the sport, but at school. Children with undiagnosed concussions are at risk for another one and longer recovery times. All right? So, my kids try to get out of school all the time going, Mom, I had a concussion. And I'm like, man, if I smack you upside the head, then you'll feel a concussion. Get to school, boys. Then they go. I won't smack them, though. 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 30 more people have reported getting sick after eating Kellogg's Honey Smacks because it was contaminated with salmonella. The CDC said, bringing the total to 130 cases in 36 states. So far, 34 people have been hospitalized, but no deaths have been reported, according to the CDC on Tuesday. 3 more states, Delaware, Maine, and Minnesota, have reported cases of illnesses. Kellogg had, in June, decided to recall an estimated 1.3 million cases of its Honey Smack cereal from more than 30 U.S. states due to the potential for salmonella. 1.3 million cases of the cereal. But they say that the contaminated cereal is still being sold in some locations, according to the FDA. Illnesses in this outbreak started on dates ranging from March 3rd to August 7th. And you see, what's scary is Honey Smacks is eaten by kids. So we're talking about little more delicate immune systems. I don't like Honey Smacks. Not my favorite cereal. The only time I ever ate Honey Smacks is when I would buy those variety packs and I would eat the Cocoa Krispies. And then there was the Corn Pops and there was the Fruit Loops and the Apple Jacks. And Honey Smacks was always odd man out. But I'm like, you know what? I want sugary cereal. That's the only time I've ever eaten Honey Smacks. I don't think I've had a box since 1985. So they say the illnesses in this outbreak started on dates ranging from March 3rd to August 7th. Kellogg had not yet shipped any new cereal to retailers, that people who bought the potentially affected product can contact them for a full refund. Boy, someone's getting fired. The FDA did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Yeah, that's a problem, people. You know, one cereal I just never understood was Captain Crunch. I do not like Captain Crunch. I know it's everybody's favorite cereal. I don't get it. It's like too sweet. And I like Cocoa Krispies and I like Fruit Loops. It's just Captain Crunch has a different taste. It's just a taste I don't like. I just don't understand that. I wish I did, but I can't. All right, 1-877-DOCTALIA, 1-877-DOCTALIA. All right, we got to talk about the flu, people. Some of you guys are able to get the flu shot, and I'm glad you can. It's early. It's September, but you know what? Never too early to get ready. However, if you are older, there is a very small chance that you could be getting the flu shot too early, and you may need a booster. In fact, they've been talking about older individuals getting boosters. So, it may not last you through the whole flu season. You need to talk to your medical providers. You need to get your flu shot when you can. Last thing I want you to do is wait till November and then we run out. But I would recommend talk to your doctor about getting your flu shot now and then see if maybe you need a booster. So, fall starts in a couple weeks, even though we kind of look at this being the fall now, you know, kids are back in school. It's still hotter than hell, but kids are back at school. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Right? We're going to soon start to see leaves change back east. So we're starting to get ready to fall. Thing is, fall is when you got to need to get the flu shot. So can you get the flu as early as now? Well, yeah. I've seen people in October get the flu. Technically, they say flu season is November to May, but I've seen people get sick in September, October. In fact, there was a case last week of somebody who got the flu. Fall and winter make it easier for these flu viruses to thrive. And a lot of people are now in closed quarters. They're in classrooms. They may be back to work for summer vacation. A lot of people might have traveled abroad, come back, bring stuff to you. So absolutely, we can see this. We also see a lot of allergies this time of year, too. We see the fall allergies. So fever, body aches, cough, congestion, diarrhea, these are some things that could be the sign of a flu, even diarrhea. So some sources will say flu season lasts between October to late April. Others will say November to May. I've seen some cases say till June. But peak flu season usually is between December and February. That is when I see the most people call out. Most people get sick. February usually has the highest number of cases. They think this is going to be same for this season. And because of global warming, or not global warming, but climate change, I should say, we may see more of a shift as winter starts later. I mean, I'm not expecting it to get cold in my neck of the woods till late November, which is kind of crazy because it used to be really cold on Halloween. But things are kind of changing, so it's kind of warmer, you know, in my neck of the woods. But then I notice that it stays cold longer. So who should get the flu shot? Everybody. It's over 6 months of age. If you have an infant, wait till they're 6 months old to get the flu shot. They say ideally, according to Fortune.com, get the flu shot by the end of October. If you could get it earlier, better. But some people will say, look, I was busy. What about get in November. Get the flu. I mean, if you forget, it's never too late. We were giving people flu shots last March. Takes a few weeks to build up immunity, but still, your body may build up immunity faster than we think. Now, some people say if I'm getting the flu shot, if I got the flu shot, I have a window of, like, get out of jail free card. I have a window of protection. No, you don't. Okay? You can still get the flu at any time. You know, people say, oh, man, the flu shot makes me sick. I can't get the flu shot because I get the flu from the flu shot. That's impossible. The flu shot is a killed piece of the vaccine or the virus. It's a killed piece of the virus. It can't give you the flu. However, I do believe people who say they get sick from the flu shot, I do believe that maybe they get a couple things. Number one is they may get this as the immune system is boosting, they could feel bad and they could feel flu-like. The other possibility is you got the flu, and you got the flu before your shot could kick in. A lot of people run. You know, somebody at work has the flu, so they run and they go and get the flu shot. But if they were exposed to the flu, they're going to get the flu in a couple days. But they go, oh, I got it from the shot. No, you didn't. You were exposed to the flu at work. So the problem is we can't dissect what, we can't determine what happened. Most people panic about the flu, and then they run and get the shot. Now, where I would believe it is, and again, you wouldn't get actual flu from the shot. So you get your flu shot early. If you get your flu shot early, when it's not really peak flu season, and you don't get sick, then, you know, it was the flu shot. But then some people do have an allergy. Some people don't really tolerate shots. CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend that all adults and children get the flu shot. We have, don't ask me yet how effective it is. People are asking me how effective this flu shot is this year. I don't know. And you want to know what? Who cares? If they said tomorrow the flu shot isn't that effective, or if they say that the flu shot is pretty effective, you're still going to do the exact same thing, people. You're still going to wash your hands. You're still going to stay away from people who have the flu. And you're still going to get the flu shot. It makes no difference to me if they say it's 10% effective or 60% effective. Now, as a doctor, it does. You know, because I'm like, all right, I got to, you know, be prepared that we're going to have a lot of people that, you know, still come down with the flu. But as a patient, I'm still getting the flu shot. I want that 10% protection, whatever the hell it gives us. And just because I get the flu shot doesn't mean I'm going to let somebody kiss me who has the flu. So experts again say it's never too late. Get the flu shot, no matter how effective it is. All right? Usually our flu shots cover you for swine flu, H1N1, and H3N2, a epidemic type of flu. Cover you for a B type of flu that's quadrivalent and trivalent. Usually the flu shot for elderly individuals is a little stronger, kind of a super flu shot, or they may need a booster. Some kids will need a booster. They say Walgreens and CVS. Usually it's free if you have health care coverage. Without insurance, a flu shot may be about $20-25. Some places may charge $70, which is bullcrap. Nobody should be charging you $70 for a flu shot. You guys will see that the flu mist is back. The flu mist, the nasal spray, do not take it if you're pregnant, immunocompromised, or if you're under 2 years old. But the flu mist is kind of nice if you don't like shots. That can potentially, right, because it's a weakened virus, can potentially give you the flu, but I've really never seen that happen. So we will know more about how effective our flu shot is by February. So, like what, you're going to wait? No. Get the flu shot. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Facebook and Twitter executives are defending their two companies in congressional hearings today. Democratic Senator Mark Warner believes it's time to rein in Facebook and Twitter.
But the size and reach of your platforms demand that we as policymakers do our job to ensure proper oversight, transparency, and protection for American users and our democratic institutions. The era of the Wild West in social media is coming to an end. Where we go from here, though, is an open question.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is also going on today on Capitol Hill.
If confirmed to the Supreme Court and as a sitting judge, I owe my loyalty to the Constitution. That's what I owe loyalty to. And the Constitution establishes me as an independent judge, bound to follow the law as written.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please send us your emails and your questions and your comments. We definitely love to hear them and answer your questions. One of you had written about pain medication. Can't get pain medication. Your doctor won't give you Tramadol, and you can't take anti-inflammatories. What's your only option? And you don't have an only option. You actually do have multiple options. I know it's frustrating. I know it's frustrating. So in this listener, he has arthritis. He has multiple back issues, neck issues. And his doctor doesn't give pain medication, and he's used pain medication. He's used a variety of pain medication. This Ultram or Tramadol, as we've talked about, is an opioid agonist. And these opioid agonists act similarly to narcotics, where they hit the same part of the brain and can cause pain relief. And remember, pain is usually it's the brain's interpretation of something going on. So if we cover the mood receptors in the brain, it'll send signals that will make the brain think that you have pain relief, even though the location of where your pain is coming from, whether it's the back or arm or knee or whatever, could still be inflamed. So Ultram, those are, I believe, Category 4 medications, according to the DEA. And so, yeah, they're still controlled substances. And even though they're not actually narcotics, doctors are writing less of controlled substances. Now, that was, I had another listener ask, why are non-narcotics thrown into the, you know, swell of this? Well, here's the scoop, okay? When AB 474 got passed in Nevada, it wasn't just about the narcotics. They expanded, and understandably so, to any addictive medications. So benzodiazepines, like Valium, Xanax, they extended to any controlled substances. For example, Ultram. Even though Ultram or Tramadol is not technically a narcotic, it acts like one. So they expanded it to all controlled substances because they didn't want to the next year, keep having to pass another law and another law and another law. They're like, okay, you know what? Any controlled substance. And there's a controlled substance database, so it lumps them all together. If the DEA has controlled substance categories, it's easier for laws to do that. So that's why Tramadol may get mixed into all this. In fact, testosterone is a controlled substance. It would even include that. Ambien, sleeping medications are lumped into it as well. Now, playing devil's advocate, guys, we do have epidemics involving our benzodiazepines, involving our sleeping pills. It doesn't get the news like opioids because you don't see people die as much on these. But, I mean, I've never heard of a Valium overdose. I've heard of somebody dying that had Valium and alcohol and maybe a sleeping pill and narcotics, so the mixture of the medications. But these medicines are dangerous. And stopping the medication abruptly, if you stop a benzodiazepine abruptly, you could seize. So when it comes to these controlled substances, if a legislator is going to get heat because somebody died from a mixture of the two or whatever, it's going to get included in the bill or law. So now what do you do? Well, your doctor doesn't want to write you NSAIDs because the anti-inflammatories, which we just talked about earlier in the show, could be linked to heart disease, kidney disease, stroke, GI bleed. So the doctor doesn't want to give you anti-inflammatories. He doesn't want to give you Tylenol. One, Tylenol doesn't really seem to help with inflammation. It may help with pain, but not a lot. And two, that can affect your liver, so you can't take a lot of that. And he doesn't want to give you pain medication, so you're in trouble. That's tough. I mean, you know, I think we need to, and again, this is being devil's advocate, we do need to slow down on the amount of narcotics. I think a lot of times doctors are quick to go to narcotics. They underutilize ice. They underutilize massage. They underutilize heat therapy. They underutilize chiropractic. They underutilize osteopathic manipulation. They underutilize physical therapy. Occupational therapy, there's a whole bunch of things that we could do. But we get lazy as medical providers. And you get lazy as a patient. And it's much easier to take the pill. That's a problem. I'm just as guilty of that too. I am just as guilty. When I pulled out my back, it hurt a lot. And I needed to go to work. And I was in my husband's office, and he did stuff which helped, but I didn't want to sit all day and, you know, having ice. And I mean, I had to get to work. So I took an 800-milligram ibuprofen. I'm impatient. And it helped, and I was able to function. And that's okay. That's okay to take some anti-inflammatories once in a while. It's okay to take something once in a while. But where did we get to all this chronic disease? Somebody asked me a few weeks ago, do we really have millions of people with arthritis and spinal stenosis and back issues? And, you know, are these people really in pain? Hard to tell. I mean, I feel very, very fortunate that anytime I've had pain, It's been short term. I thank God that the pain goes away. But there are some people that maybe it doesn't. Now, there's an argument that some people get addicted to the painkillers before they actually evaluate the pain properly, so that now they confuse withdrawal with real pain. That's a good argument. There could be some people that start withdrawing from their pain medication. They go, I'm in pain again. And so they take the pain medication when they really don't actually have the real pain. It's all a part of withdrawal. Which is why we really need people to do the rehab. But again, it takes too long and, you know, it takes a lot of energy and time. It's easier to just take the pills. You know, I teach medical students this. I go, look, when you have a patient who is a quote-unquote drug seeker, first, let's not use that term anymore because they're not drug seeking. They have an issue, whether it's a tolerance to a medication, whether it's an addiction to a medication, whether it's a real pain issue. Okay, I mean, if I am sick, I'm seeking an antibiotic. Are you going to call me a drug seeker? So I hate that term, drug seeker. I hate that term. But people still have pathology. And, you know, somebody may have been in a car accident, and that hurt. So they take the pain medication. Or they had a shoulder surgery. I knew somebody had a shoulder surgery, and it was, shoulder surgeries are rough. They are painful. So he was on pain medications for that. Well, then he got addicted to the pain medications. And every time he tried to go off, the withdrawal was horrible. The withdrawal is so scary that the average person would just rather take the pill. Nobody has time for this. They have to work 2-3 jobs. They got families to support, families to deal with. They got things to do. They got to sleep. So I agree that we do when you have the surgery, when you have the car accident, when you have the, you know, acute trauma or acute injury, we have to be very careful. We have a very small window where we treat the pain, but we don't let you get addicted. Now, maybe we need to devise a pain medication that is non-addictive. Well, anti-inflammatory should be good for that. Anti-inflammatory, especially these 800 milligram ibuprofen, should work. But they could make you bleed right away. They could also affect the heart. They could affect the kidneys. So until we have something that we think is super safe, you know, rarely doctors get sued if they give you a 30 pill prescription for pain. You go into kidney failure from your NSAID or liver disease, yeah, you'll get sued. But being given 30 days prescription for pain medicine, you'll probably never get sued. Somebody could maybe try to say, oh, you got me addicted, but it's like, it was just one prescription. That won't hold up in court. So medical providers are thinking of those things too. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a family is suing the hospital in Tennessee because a surgeon left a needle in a patient who later died. It was a Tennessee man who died a month after a surgeon at TriStar Centennial Hospital in Nashville allegedly left a needle inside of him after performing open-heart surgery. The needle was reportedly lost inside the body of a 73-year-old John Burns Johnson while he underwent heart surgery. This was back in May of 2017. According to the lawsuit reviewed by the Tennessean, the surgeon identifies as Dr. Sri Kumar Subramanian realized he was missing a surgical needle after closing Johnson's chest. after the 9-hour procedure. Now, there's a mistake right there. We don't close a patient until we do our instrument and gauze count. So I'm surprised that that wasn't noticed until after. An X-ray later confirmed that the needle was inside the man's body. So a second surgery was performed to remove the needle, but the surgeon was unable to remove it. The newspaper reported noting it wasn't clear if the device was unable to be found or if it was not in a position to be removed. Unfortunately, the man's condition deteriorated over the next 30 days. He was critically ill and never saw his home again. The needle was eventually removed during the man's autopsy. According to the lawsuit, the death was reportedly painful, unnecessary, and wrongful. Now, TriStar said it takes responsibility, properly caring for our patients. They very seriously empathize and with the understandable grief felt by the family. Spokesperson for the hospital did not immediately return Fox News' request for comment, and it wasn't immediately clear if the hospital was served with the lawsuit. So how often does this happen? Well, according to the Journal of American College of Surgeons, medical objects are left inside a patient's body really rarely. They say one out of every 5,500 to 7,000 surgeries. Usually, needles and sponges are the two most common items that are left behind. Now, I am shocked that it's even that often because, again, we do a count. You have the surgical nurse, you have the scrub tech, you have the circulating nurse, you have people in there that they know if they start with 20 pieces of gauze, like every time they open up a package of gauze, if the package of gauze has, let's say, 5 or 10, and they open up one package, we know we have 5. And we keep everything. We keep all the wrappers. And so we autoclave wrapping. And so, or paper wrapping. And so we count. They go, okay, so looks like we used 15 pieces of gauze. Let's count all 15. And the patient is there and still open while we count. I mean, it doesn't take more than a couple seconds. And there has to be a witness. So somebody watches the count happen. Surgeons like, are we all clear? Do we have all the instruments? Do we have all the scalpels? Do we have all the pieces? Is every instrument in its original form? Yep. They also take a look around in the body. Boom. Close it up. Couple second procedure. And a lot of times we do this while we're irrigating. So we may irrigate, depending on the type of surgery, we may irrigate the area. We'll irrigate sometimes with sterile water because that kills germs and, we'll irrigate the area sometimes with saline. And so while we're doing the irrigation, guys, you're doing your count. So they're doing the count. And they're like, we got the gauze, we got the sponges, all instruments accounted for, needles, etc. So it's pretty straightforward. So it's scary to think that one in 5,500 to 7,000 surgeries this happens. It is. And it's frustrating, and it's not definitely a highlight in the medical community. Nothing that we would, brag about. But you know, we're usually pretty damn good with that. Now, a patient complains. This is in Scotland, that she was left without a tear duct after her surgeon bungled her surgery. Instead of removing the tumor she had in her eye. Jules Rose spoke to BBC documentary crew. She claims Dr. Mufta Salem Elijamel tried to cover up his error by saying a second procedure was required to remove the rest of the tumor. She said this man was meant to be working under the supervision at the time he operated on me, owing to earlier complaints. So there's this documentary, Harmed by My Surgeon. But I have no evidence of any other surgeon acting as a supervisor in any of the notes. I feel I'm one of the lucky ones. This could have been a lot worse for me, and I am angry. Now, Elijamel, who is now retired, reportedly is the subject of over 100 claims from patients who suffered adverse health effects after being operated by him, and he was suspended back in 2014. I don't believe he ever practiced in America. He was then reportedly required to operate under supervision, but several patients say no supervision took place. Oh, that's not good. So, let's talk about cover-ups. Wasn't there a case just about a week ago where something happened and the doctor claimed, told the patient something else? On one end, we need lawsuits. We need medical providers scared that if they mess up, there's consequences, and, you know, you better do things right. On the other hand, however, these lawsuits and these license sanctions are sometimes so bad, so traumatizing, that some people may want to avoid it at all costs. And then, unfortunately, you start seeing cover-ups or lies. Now, an ethical doctor that swears it's there, you know, when we take the Hippocratic Oath, we do no harm. And so that's what we swear and take an oath to do. And so we will practice to the best of our abilities, and we will practice with ethics and patient care coming first. And we learn in medical school, you own up to it. If you make a mistake, you own up to it. Now, logistically and legal-wise, we're also taught not to admit you did something when you didn't. And I told you about that case where a patient calls up complaining that a medication I gave her caused an allergic reaction. So the nurse goes, Dr. Wax, we need to, you know, the so-and-so called saying the medicine you gave her yesterday, now she's got this reaction. So I go, oh, stop her right away. All right, tell her to come in. I want to take a look at this. And then I'm like, whoa, wait, what reaction? What reaction? So she gets back on the phone, and she has bites or little sores by her neck starting to go down one side of the body. Well, it turned out to be shingles. That had nothing to do with the medication I gave her. The patient thought it had something to do. And in fact, the more we think about what happened, some patients, if a doctor thinks they did something wrong, they won't charge you to come back in a second time. So people will say, yeah, it has to do with the visit from yesterday or the visit from, if this is a new issue. So, you know, a lot of medical providers have to be careful because somebody may say, oh, yeah, this is related to that. You're like, no, it's not. You have a brand new complaint. This is a brand new issue. And so, unfortunately, there's a lot of patient shenanigans as well. But, you know, medical providers aren't completely, innocent in some of these cases. And so, didn't somebody have, like, the wrong, somebody had a kidney removed when it was only supposed to be the tumor? So I guess the doctor said, well, we have to go back in and get the rest of it or something like that. And so, you know, they're so afraid of the lawsuit, and they're so afraid of the, but, you know, a very small part of that also is the doctor also wants to do the correct surgery. You know, I mean, if I could be devil's advocate, if somebody was supposed to get rid of the tumor and he didn't, he's going to want to go in and finish the job. That doesn't mean he should lie. But you tell a patient you did something wrong, they probably aren't going to let you go back in a second time. And they're right to do that. Why would I let somebody open me up and make even another mistake? I get that. But from the human psychology of it, some of these providers are probably like, no, I want to finish the job. I said I was going to take out the tumor, I'm going to take out that tumor. The problem is then the patient goes through two surgeries. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Mm-hmm. Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.